Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:39 British Summer Time, and there are quite a few different markets to have a look at this evening. I think the first one to really mention would be the various stock markets, and particularly in Europe, there were some small key reversals, and there was one in Australia as well at the end of last week. But again, they were really quite small, and really only the cognoscenti would have seen them. So nothing in the way of downward dynamics, and these stock market rallies are still very much trends in motion and really quite consistent. So we can't really say that these are over, but they are becoming overextended, at least short-term overextended. In particular, Japan is worth having a look at because the Nikkei is right underneath that 12,000 level, and there are quite a lot of people looking at 12,000 as a really rather key level for the Nikkei. As a matter of interest, the second section and the topics have both broken up to new highs. So, as a leading indicator, the second section is quite good. So it will be quite interesting to see what the Nikkei does tomorrow. In Asia, also the Hang Seng is looking quite good. It was up nearly 100 points today. It's at 14,978. So that has maintained that breakout from the quite extensive trading range we saw about 2 weeks ago now. Couple of other of the Asian markets looking relatively good are the KOSPI, which was up again today, and the Sensex in sorry, the KOSPI in Korea and the Sensex in India. Sensex did not make a new high today, which is probably the first time in nearly 2 weeks. It didn't make, well, six or seven trading sessions. It didn't make a new high, but it was up about 34. As stock markets go in the U.S., they're all up at the moment. The leader would be the Nasdaq. It's up nearly 15 at 0.68 of a point. That's just underneath 2,200. So, fairly steady markets in here today. Europe was really fairly steady. Nothing to really write home about. No really great gains or losses. Then moving into government bonds. And treasuries are off here today about 12 points. They're at 14.30. So that's a fairly conclusive break of that trading range we saw between 115 and, sorry, 116 and 118. And that really is weakness creeping into those treasuries and rising yields. If you have a look at the yield charts on the chart library, you'll see that they're pretty middle of the range at the moment. So they could be coming in for, well, we'll see when they get to the top of the range what the price chart patterns look like. And JGBs, I'm just going to pull that chart up because I can't remember exactly what it looks like. But they were coming to a little bit of support, just over 139.50, but they were very flat in here today. They would need to rally because they're right at the bottom of the range here. So if we saw a little bit of weakness, that would have broken that support level, and there's a lot of clear air underneath where they are right at the moment. Then in the currency markets, there's also a little bit of news. You can see that intraday chart I posted today, where the resistance is creeping in on that really quite a tight range in the dollar euro currency pair. And you can see that there's support just under or just around 120 for the euro, and resistance up around 122 and a bit. And it bounced off of that today. Euro is currently sitting at 122.04. That's up 0.81 of a point. The high of the day was at 122.49. But what it's really saying to us is that we can't really say that the dollar's rally is over. It's still very much range bound up here in the dollar index. There's definite resistance up at the around the 90 level. So we wouldn't see a break one way or the other out of this trading range. And whichever way it goes, it will be, I think, rather a good signal. But as the as today the dollar was relatively weak, some of these precious metals have done really quite well. Gold was up 220; it's at 432 as we speak. And platinum, which David highlighted on Friday, is up another $12. It's at 910 right now. So that's really looking very good. That's a new high. There is a backwardation, a small backwardation in platinum, and you don't have that obviously in some of these of the other precious metals. Silver was very flat today, and palladium was up nearly a dollar. It's at 195.50. On the industrial metals front, you can see that there is some support creeping into to tin, and while there isn't really that correlation between the industrial metals and the dollar, like you see with precious metals and the dollar, if we do see a little bit more of dollar weakness creeping in, that is definitely going to help the industrial metals. Copper, which has really been the leader, and we haven't seen any kind of correction in the copper price, and that backwardation in copper is still as strong as it had ever been. That's down a little bit today, but still very, very close to the highs. Then, just moving into the energies, with King Fahd of Saudi Arabia passing away, that just gave a little bit extra impetus to the oil price, and it has moved up to a new high. It's currently at 61.55, but it had been as high as 62.30, so it's just making a new high. No backwardation there. Natural gas also had a very good day. It was up 27.5 points at 8.16. That's really rarefied territory for natural gas, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if it started coming off, because neither oil or natural gas are in backwardation. They're in both in contangos. On the other hand, gasoline is in a backwardation, not a big one, but it definitely is in a backwardation, and that also made new highs today. So if there's one to back, it probably is the gasoline. But these are becoming a little bit overextended here, so we'll have to see what happens. But I'd be surprised if we saw any major gains here. Then, just a quick word about feeder cattle and live cattle. They both posted really good dynamics on Friday, but there wasn't really any follow through here today. So there really wants to just to keep an eye on if we see a break of this downtrend. And my story on pork bellies, I did highlight pork bellies quite a while ago, and when I saw it turning up, and the backwardation coming in, I bought it. Unfortunately, with the spread betting company that I bought it with, they closed the contract 3 weeks before the actual contract closes. So I only got about a week out of it, and I got about half the upward move on the August contract. Unfortunately, I also bought the February contract, which did pretty much of nothing. So I made a bit on the front month, and I lost a bit on the second month, so I came out just a little bit better than flat, which was a bit disappointing. But that February contract had a very good day here today, so I want to see what happens with that, because it's still really quite illiquid, and not really particularly reliable price pattern. So I'll be keeping an eye on pork bellies, but live cattle and feeder cattle are also looking quite good. And I think that is pretty much it for me. If you have any questions at all over the course of the month, and David will be back in early September, please don't hesitate to contact me. If there's anything at all that I can do to improve the service that we provide, don't hesitate to let me know. And thank you very much for your time.